Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC South Fast Break Show. We do this show every Monday night at 9:30 Pacific time. When I say every Monday night, almost every Monday night, because we're going to take Labor Day off next week, but that's okay. We don't take that much time on this program. But I do want to say that we really have a great show tonight, as we do every Monday night. We talk to four great coaches. Four great human beings are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. I am Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops or at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com, where I write the Sports Business 59 Seconds or Less Crawford Sports Biz, which I know Trevor Hopp reads every stinking single day. Trevor Hopp, how you doing tonight? The head men's coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. Is it cooling down there in lovely Coos Bay?
You know, it is. Today was actually a lot of overcast down here today, but traditionally, this time of year and right up till the first month of school, that's our best weather and when we really enjoy it down here. So, It's been a good summer. It hasn't been too hot, but hopefully we'll get some nice weather here the rest of the way out.
All right, I'm going to ask everybody the same question, as I generally have one question I ask everybody, Trevor. And I want to talk tonight about academics a little bit and maybe go in depth about how you handle your players' academic situation. They're playing basketball. The NWAC is a very intense basketball league. Everybody has a lot of fun, but it's very competitive. How do you keep the academics rolling while you're still trying to produce a winning basketball team?
Well, you know, we keep it in the forefront, and you know, we talk about it a lot. It's, you know, an important part of their day, and it's part of the routine. And I think routine is a big thing of getting in the routine of when you're getting up and getting ready and having class and having study hall and having practice and having weight sessions, you know. So I think routines are really big for our guys. You know, we have study hall a couple times a week. And you know, I think that helps. We talk about how, hey, that's not enough though. You're going to need to do more than this, but this is the starting point. You know, and we do some grade checks and, you know, our school is, you know, we're not the biggest school. And so I might be walking across campus to get my mail and I might run into a math instructor. And I know that, you know, a couple of my players are in his class and might talk to him about that, or same thing with a writing instructor that I run into. And, you know, we got good faculty that will reach out to me too and let me know if somebody's, you know, in danger or something's going on in a class or they're worried about them, or even, you know, sometimes when they're doing well. So it is a balancing act, but I think it comes down to, hey, this is what we're here for. We're here to go to school and playing basketball is the kind of the bonus part of it and the fun part of it, but we got to take care of our academics, and it's definitely something we stress.
You know, that's a great answer that you gave to a complex question. I was fascinated by your answer, and Trevor, and I thought it was terrific. You know, and I think I'm not sure anyone, they're probably not telling the truth if they don't realize the value of what an education is and the opportunity to get one at the time. You probably don't realize it, but boy, you sure realize it very quickly when you get out in the real world.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not quite, well, I am sure, you know, at the time I didn't quite realize how important it was and all that stuff, but basketball was the hook that got me there. And, you know, I knew that what I wanted to do was teaching and coaching, and I knew that it was going to take education to do that. But basketball is the main reason that got me there. And then I started to figure out this education stuff and how to be a good student and how to study better. And it took me a little while there too. And so I talk about some of my part of my journey of being a community college student athlete myself and some of the struggles I had. And we can share stuff about that. And, you know, both my assistants went to SWAC, so they still know some of the teachers and stuff like that. So they can talk to our players about that too.
Trevor, I know switching gears a little bit, every coach wants to win every game. They shouldn't be coaching if they don't want to win every game. But what's another area that you have realized in this off season as we get ready for the 16-17 season that your team has to do better to win every game?
You know, I think it was a couple shows ago, Coach Chafka there asked me what book I was reading, and I talked about the book Grit, and whatever term we want to use, whether it's grit or whether it's perseverance or whether it's the ability to bounce back, however we want to describe that, I think that being able to handle adversity and knowing that it's not always going to be smooth sailing, it's not always going to be perfect, but what is it going to take to, you know, move on to the next play, move on to the next game, move on to the next best action, whatever that is. So I think, you know, that's a biggie for us in getting our guys to understand that and that it's, you know, it's not always perfect. And how are we going to respond, I think, is a big thing that we need to work on.
You know, and I'll throw in a plug here, the grit one. I take the newsletter from CNBC.com. That's the business network of NBC. And I get a part of that email every day, Trevor, is called a Make It, just like it sounds, Make It email is part of one of several that they'll send out to you. It gives you three things that successful people do in their life every day. It is terrific. And just throwing in a plug there because I think it could help all the coaches and it could help all the players. And it's really good, and it's short reading, and it just is three things they talk to different people all the time that they do to make themselves successful. And part of that is what you're talking about. You've got to continually learn. You've got to continually read and learn, and coaches have to do that.
Yeah, no doubt. That sounds like a good one, so I'm going to have to look that up myself, so appreciate that.
I didn't mean to take your time there, but I thought it was so important that it is a great one. I've got a lot of people reading it, and they say it's really helped their life. So that's what I care about, is helping other people, helping you guys get your message out. And you do a great job of leading us off each week. And thank you. And we'll take Labor Day off because I don't want to be laboring talking to Chavka on Labor Day. So anyway, we're taking it off, right, Trevor? And we will be back on the 12th. Of September, and then we won't miss any days from there on out all the way through April. It'll be terrific. Have a great weekend of Labor Day, and we'll talk to you on the 12th. Thanks for leading us off and a great job each week.
No doubt. Thanks a lot. We'll see you later.
You betcha. That's Trevor Hopp, the outstanding men's basketball coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. Now let's swing up to Eugene, Oregon, and talk to another outstanding coach on this program, Bruce Chavka. And Bruce, nice to talk to you tonight. Happy pre-Labor Day. And your response to how do you handle the academic part and still try and produce an outstanding basketball team?
Well, I want to start off by saying thanks for having me. Good chatting with you. And I promise you, knowing Coach Hopper down at SWAC, I guarantee tomorrow he will look that up and he'll send his email to that newsletter that you mentioned. He is the king of newsletters. He's always sending me a copy and paste of a newsletter he got from a school or from a Success Magazine or stuff. So I guarantee that he will get on that tomorrow. So that's a good call. How do we handle academics at Lane Community College? That's a good question. You know, sort of what Coach Hop said, you know, it's ditto or same thing kind of thing. I think the one thing that we do maybe different is, or that maybe he didn't mention, was that I know he said he does progress reports. We do them on the 3rd, the 6th, and the 9th week. We send them out with our players to sort of get a gauge of how they're doing or how well or how poor, that kind of thing. But one thing I do with our guys that I try to make sure that they're going to class is they have to check in with me 5 minutes before their first class of the day. So they say they have a 10 o'clock class Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They got to try to find me in our department. Usually they know where I'm at, check in with me in my office, you know, about 9:55, and then scurry off to class so that I know that they're on campus and that they're going to their first class. So we do that every day during the week just to make sure that they're, you know, like I said, on campus and hopefully, you know, not leaving campus, but they're there and ready to start their day academically and that kind of deal. We do sometimes we do study halls, sometimes we don't. Usually we try to do study halls twice a week in the fall, fall term. And, you know, it's just like anything else. Some guys, they maximize it, and then some guys, it's like pulling teeth trying to get them to get situated and that kind of thing. But, you know, I think one thing, the way our model is set up with men's basketball is that we sort of own our guys, especially that fall term, with playing time and conditioning for punishment kind of thing if they're not taking care of their business in the classroom. You know, we have a few different things we do if we find out guys are missing class. And, you know, just to try to motivate guys, we got their playing time in the palm of their hands. So I've been known to hold guys out. I know other coaches probably do the same thing. They'll hold guys out and not let them play in a game. Or I've even suspended a guy maybe a half for not going to class or maybe doing poor academically, that kind of thing. But our administration's been good in my 10 years of supporting all that stuff. So we just try a bunch of different things to get guys motivated. And, you know, some guys figure it out and start doing well academically. And, you know, some guys never figure it out. That's the sad part. But it's always fun to have those guys that show up to school and think they got all the answers and they don't do well academically that first term. And then they end up turning things around and end up graduating and going on to a 4-year school. Those are the ones that get me, you know, sort of excited inside. And I was that guy. I went to college, didn't know what I really wanted to major in, and sort of sloughed off and then figured things out. And here I am today talking to you on this lovely radio show.
And I think it is a lovely radio show, and thank you. And I'm always happy to talk to you, Bruce. Bruce, I think that, you know, my question to Trevor, and I'll throw it back at you too, is we sometimes don't really, it sounds stupid to say this, but it's true, we don't value what an education is even to this day. And I think maybe we need to start a little sooner emphasizing that to young people.
Yeah, that's a great call. You know, I think I had a coach tell me that when I was coming up the ranks, you know, he said it, getting an education, getting your degree is basically having the right to be able to apply for a job kind of thing. And I think, you know, that's pretty crazy. I mean, it's the truth. And I'm from the state of Colorado, and just read an article, I forgot, in one magazine here in the last week, that Colorado, you know, is one of the most educated places around. And I remember, you know, when I was in school and talking to people there, there'd be people that had master's degrees and that were just, you know, rock climbing instructors because that's what they wanted to do. So I think it's basically, I think education is what you get out of it is what you put into it, you know. And I think if not just in coaching, but, you know, businessmen and the whole different professions, I think once you stop becoming a student, you pretty much stop, you know, progressing and getting better and growing. And I think just like we tell all of our young people, it's like, hey, we got to grow this year. We got to get better, you know, off the court, on the court. This isn't the end product. And it's same with education. I think you can have a doctorate degree, but if you're still not trying to get better on a daily basis individually, you know, you're pretty much done learning. And that's, that's not a fun thing. You hopefully want to have that learning hat on till you're in, you know, senior citizen level and beyond, where you can just learn about different things. And it's not just about sports, you know. I think it's good to have knowledge about a lot of different things, and more importantly, I think it's good to have a lot of opinions on different things and not just be so narrowed about just being a jock. You know, I think we try to emphasize that to our guys. Hey, it's just not about basketball, you know. Hopefully you do play in the NBA someday, and if you do, when you come play the Trailblazers, get us some good tickets, but I don't think we're going to make the NBA kind of thing. You want to make sure you have your education, get a good job, become a good contributor to society, and be a good father, good husband, all those good things. That's what it's all about, really, I think. But, you know, lifelong learner are the people that, you know, that are really doing well in life kind of thing, and they're well-versed in a lot of different areas. So it's we try to preach and teach that to our young people.
Very good advice, Bruce. Very good segment. We've got two great ones. I know Tony and Brian will continue it on, but very good. You have a good Labor Day weekend. And we'll talk to you again on September 12th.
Sounds good. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
You betcha. I will. That's Bruce Chavka, the head men's basketball coach at Lane Community College, in with this program from day one, and we appreciate that very much. Now let's go to Tony Broaddus, the head men's basketball coach at the wonderful Portland Community College in North Portland. And, Tony, a little off the subject tonight, but it's something near and dear to your heart and to mine, too, the PIL. I love seeing the photos of a remodeled Roosevelt High School in the paper today in the Oregonian. They've done quite a job with a school that we both have spent a lot of time at.
No doubt, Greg, and thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm really excited to see what it looks like. I drove by there about a couple of weeks ago and just parked and just looked for a little while, and just blew me away just looking from the outside. So I'm really excited to see what it looks like, and it's specifically the gym. You know, I've heard it's going to be real nice. So I'm excited. Yeah, I spent 10 years there coaching, and now a good friend of mine, Mike Lee from the University of Kansas, is the head coach over there, and he's doing a great job.
And, of course, his father, John, one of the greatest athletes ever in the state of Oregon, and maybe top five, maybe the best athlete ever at Linfield College, my alma mater, and does a wonderful job at Portland Community College.
Yeah, John's an awesome guy, man. I actually had an opportunity to go fishing with him about a month ago. Me and my brother-in-law and the great John Lee, man, we had a good time, real good time.
Tony, how do you handle academics at Portland Community College, mixing it in with, naturally, it would be ridiculous not to think that every coach wants to have a winning program, win all the games, success on the court. But every coach that I know of, and it's not BS, they want their players to be successful in the classroom as well.
No doubt, no doubt. So you've got to set up some things, much like the other coaches have talked about, you know, study hall and grade checks, and those things are crucial. But I think it really starts with making sure that the guys understand the value of the education and how important it is, and that, you know, that they got to be there in school for the right reason. It can't just be about basketball. And so we do a good job of that. My assistant coaches are excellent. Aaron Bell and Tyrone White do really some real good stuff around that. And then, you know, we're blessed to have a volunteer assistant or a volunteer guy who works in our academics with our students on academics by the name of Bradley Muhammad. He's an older guy, and oh, what a great, I'll have to introduce you to him if you haven't met him, Greg, but he's got a great story. He's played in the NFL years ago, played with Buddy Ryan in college. Man, he's just awesome. And he does, he's like a mentor to the young men. He was one of the first black engineers in the state of Oregon. So he's just, to me, I've learned you have to surround yourself with good people. And I've been able to do that, and that's really helped me be successful.
Yeah, and you hit on something really that you know, I'm learning and continue to learn is you really have to surround yourself with good people, and you got to get the toxicity out.
You really do, and that's a challenge, because there's negativity waiting around every corner, boy. And you got to know how to sometimes meet it head on and move it out the way, and then sometimes you got to be able to just go around it a little bit, And I hate to say it, but sometimes parents can be a part of that.
There is no question about that. I could validate that over and over again. Hey, Tony, in conclusion, what's one thing that besides winning more games or going undefeated that you really have to have out of your team this year to be successful?
You know, that's a really good question. I would say, you know, I'm going to say communication, Greg. You hear it all the time, but it's so frustrating at times with as a coach, where your guys, they'll play as hard as they can, but they don't want to say anything when they're out there. And, you know, and so many times if you're communicating, it solves problems so much quicker. I've got this guy, stay there, you take my guy, I got yours. Just that quick sentence can solve the problem of, oops, I thought you had him. Oh, I thought I had him. Layup. You know, you give up so many of those during the course of a game at times, and then throughout the season, just because of bad communication. So it's an ongoing challenge with all coaches, and we're going to continue to work on it this year and even try some outside-the-box techniques maybe.
Yeah, Tony, and it's real interesting. Thank you for a great segment, but I will make this comment. I talked to, no secret, that Coach Barnes at Bakersfield is a very close friend of mine. I asked him kind of the same question today. He said the same thing you said. He said he wants his players communicating. He wants his bench more active, and they're going to work really hard on that. So very good comment on what you want done this year. Have a great Labor Day weekend, Tony. Hope you get in some fishing and softball and family stuff. I know you love all three of those things, obviously. And we'll talk to you again on the 12th.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Greg.
You betcha. That's Tony Broaddus, head men's basketball coach at Portland Community College. And now let's swing up to, let me just find Brian right here. Let's find Brian Stamm, and we've got him right here. Brian, I'm working the board here diligently always. Brian Stamm, the outstanding associate head coach at Clackamas Community College. Brian, nice to talk to you this evening, and how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Greg, and thanks again for having me on the program.
Oh, you're a regular now, so I appreciate that. Nice of you to say that. How about that? I know you've been listening, Brian, and some great comments by the coaches. I know you'll have some great ones. The academic piece of playing basketball, I think Tony said it best. Everybody's there to get an education first.
That's absolutely the truth, and that's definitely at the core of my philosophy and our philosophy with our entire staff at Clackamas, is that academics have to come first. And, you know, the whole purpose of a junior college is to help you take that next step in your education. And athletics can be part of that, but the most important part is the academic piece. And we realize, as Coach Chofka said, that, you know, not all of us are going to be able to be professional athletes, but even if we are, at some point that's going to come to an end, and the only thing we're going to have to rely on is our education.
Brian, how important is it that you know, you're a very studious guy, you think things through always, I know you pretty well. How important is it that people realize how important that education is before they get it?
It is. And, you know, I'll be honest, in my own, you know, educational journey, when I got to college, I didn't realize in part you know, how important it was, and to really take advantage and just, you know, grab every little piece of information I could. And I got a lot out of my education, but, you know, as I looked back, as I was finishing, it was like, oh man, I wish I had taken that one class a little more serious, or, you know, talked to that professor a little bit more, so that I could have gotten more out of it. And, then I try and force on our guys that they, you know, create relationships with all their teachers and really take the time to go to office hours if they have questions or anything like that. And then we really try and help them out as well. We do a weekly study hall, and we actually have a sociology professor on campus who loves athletics and has actually volunteered his time with us and the wrestling program. I think he helped some of the other student athletes, and the Oregonian last spring ran a really nice article on him and what he's done for student athletes at Clackamas. But, you know, his philosophy is, in 5 minutes, I can sit down with a kid, help them organize their notebook, and just basically write a game plan each week. And it takes 5 minutes to plan your week, lay out every assignment that's due, every assignment that you may not have finished from the week before, and it's all in one little list that you can just check off as you go through each week. And, you know, 1 week turns into 10, 10th week turns into 11th with finals, and you got one term of your college education done, and then it's on to the next one.
Very good. And in conclusion tonight, Brian, going to the basketball court, besides winning every game, like I said, what is one thing you really need to do better this year with the 16-17 Clackamas men's basketball team?
Our number one focus, concluding last season, and that really drove us all the way through the spring, summer, when we were recruiting this up-and-coming team for 16-17, was getting away from some of the distractions we had last year. We had some behavioral issues, we had some chemistry issues, we had some buy-in issues and some commitment, and so we really tried to focus on guys that were high character, that wanted to do it the right way and our way, the Clackamas way, and be committed to attitude, commitment, class are three of our code words for our program. And those are the guys that we really said, hey, you know, if you're not about this, then we're not sure we're about you. And so we tried to make it about that. And I think this year that's going to really drive us forward with this year's group, and that we have guys that want to do it the Clackamas way. And hopefully that'll lead to a lot more success. So that's one of the things I'm much more excited about going into this season, and that I want to see us execute.
Brian, have a great Labor Day week. We'll talk to you again on the 12th, our next program, and thanks for being on tonight, per usual.
Absolutely, Greg, and you have a great Labor Day week as well.
Thank you very much. That's Brian Stamm, the Associate Head Coach at Clackamas Community College. And we wish all of you a great Labor Day weekend. If you can't listen live to this program, go to www.blogtalkradio.com. Punch in the NWAC South Fast Break Show. You get every single show we've ever done. Good night, everyone. And don't forget to make all your free throws.